Well, all right. Appreciate that. Let's have the ushers coming down, and I believe they're going to receive the offering, and it goes better if the folks will play for us. Thank you, folks. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 John. We're just going to read a short verse or two here. And the last Sunday I was here, I showed you a little bit of a news clip off of the Tucker Carlson show. And some of you had seen it, not very many. And I wanted to show a little more, but we did not have time, so I'm going to work to that here this morning, and Brother Morgan up in the tape room will help me in a little bit and we'll introduce it a little bit first to you. Let's go to 1 John. We look at verse 3, and let's just drop down to about verse 7. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. I remind you, this book is written to us as believers, Christian family, what we have in Christ. And so he calls us occasionally little children. We are children of God. We ought to be growing from childhood on up and maturing in the Lord. But he says here in verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. The word deceive there, that covers a lot of territory, especially in the day and time we're living in. We are in the age of deception and a Christ kingdom building. It says, he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. They're telling us today to not believe our eyes, and they're calling evil good and good evil. And actually, we're being targeted if we stand for anything godly, anything moral, anything right. And common sense has been lost. That's the age we've moved in. Our country's in trouble. I'll say this maybe again, but if the same group that's leading us now stays in power, it's going to get worse fast, folks. Really fast. And that's why right now, should we not only vote, but we ought to speak up and tell others. Now, old America is almost a stigma anymore. Anything that we used to think was right. But this verse told us, those that do righteous, we recognize them. Those that do wrong, we recognize them. And this Antichrist kingdom thing is building, and this deception thing is growing. As we see our freedoms being cast aside, lost, mocked, who in the world, and I've said it over and over, but it's worth repeating, who in the world would ever thought they'd take our kids and try to convince little boys they're girls and little girls they're boys, and then take the tax money to pay for the surgery to mutilate their bodies. Their bodies will never be the same after they've gone through that stuff. Now, you got to believe that's of the devil. That cannot be of God. And yet when we identify it as such, they want to speak toward us as though we were the enemies. But anyway, the means of control now is becoming very apparent. We just went through the COVID thing. I've talked to you about the mark of the beast in Revelation 13 and the control of the number, everybody getting a number, and the mandates. We understand about mandates now. And through this COVID pandemic, they called it. I called it a plandemic. And I had some folks get mad at me, but I've already told you, I've stood here and told you, you can't fire me. I'm not your pastor anymore. I'm a substitute. you say, well, he used to be wild. I might be wilder now, especially in old age. I think I ought to get a little slack. But anyway, with all that said, you wouldn't believe it. I've had some good folks that sat in the pews you're sitting in mad at me because I took an early stand against the government on the COVID thing. They used it for control. I would have thought, I'm gonna say this personally. Brother Morgan, I know you're waiting on me. Hold off just another extra minute. I would have thought some folks that sat in the pew and heard me preach as many years as they did would have cared about the preacher's opinion on something. You know what I'm saying? I would have thought if that's my pastor I've been listening to all these years and seen God use him, I think I would have considered God might still be using him on this decision. You understand what I'm saying? Truth is, it didn't work that way with some. As soon as the government said jump, they said hi, hi. Yeah. Whatever you want. And they did it. And I took a stand against that. So when they started talking about closing churches, I said they don't have the authority to. Amen. So we didn't close. We didn't stop. And God blessed us through that. And I would not reconsider that decision, not for a second. And even if I lost some good friends over it, so be it. My best friend, I'll stand before and answer for it one of these days, the Lord. So I'm saying the COVID thing was used to steal your freedom. It was used to get you used to mandates and obeying the government. Some folks died from COVID, but the percentage of death was very low, about the same as another bad flu season. The stats are out there. What you're fixing to see on the film strip is going to back up what I just said from the highest medical authority recognized by the state of Florida government. You're going to hear him here say something that I felt like God led me to take a stand on very early. And others in the UK, United Kingdom, England, others in positions like him have also come out. But in spite of that, they're still recommending giving COVID shots to kids. And killing a lot of them, that's right. And even teenagers having heart trouble, clogged up hearts and other things. I can't keep talking on this, so Brother Jeremiah, go ahead and run the screen down. This was on the Tucker Carlson show about 2 weeks ago. And I recommend that you watch Fox if you're going to get anything straight. You're not going to get it off the fake news media. And at the same time, they're not 100% accurate except when they're going by the Bible. And they do every now and then, thank God. Consider this man and what he has to say on the Tucker Carlson show, and then I'll come back and say something about it.
Joseph Lodapo is a physician. He's got credentials equal to any doctor in the United States. He is now the Surgeon General of the state of Florida. So on Twitter, he recently announced the results of an analysis conducted by the Department of Health in the state of Florida, and it found a, quote, 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among males 18 to 39 years old within 28 days following the mRNA vaccination. So that is a bombshell. 84% increase in death. So you'd think that would be leading the New York Times, but no, everyone's trying to make those facts go away. Twitter removed that tweet, which described the findings. Twitter also suspended Dr. Lodapo's account. Now, even in this country in 2022 under Biden, people thought that was crazy. So there was an outcry, and Twitter later reversed the decision. But the fact they did it in the first place tells you everything. Dr. Joseph Lodapo is the author of Transcend Fear, a Blueprint for Mindful Leadership in Public Health. He joins us tonight. Doctor, thanks so much for coming on. The response to this is shocking. You would think people would want to know, because unless I'm misreading that summary, this is a big deal finding, is it not?
Tucker, it's an enormous deal. I've talked to people, and there's been so much confusion, as you know, over the past few years, that people have trouble sometimes even identifying when something has so clearly crossed the line. So yes. I ask people sometimes who are still hemming and hawing about this, if this vaccine, if it had been known 2 years ago or so that this vaccine would increase cardiac deaths in young men by 84%, would they have approved it? The obvious answer is no, you would never give something to someone who was young and healthy and increase their risk of dying from sudden cardiac death by 84%. But people are often, their response is, well, you know, I don't know, COVID's pretty bad. Yes, COVID can be terrible, but we don't give people medications that kill them. So there's been so much confusion, but yes, that was our finding, and it was a surprise, but that's what the numbers show.
Well, it's shocking, and it has, I mean, considering, you know, 200 million Americans took this drug at gunpoint, they were forced to, this has massive implications. There are 50 states. Why is yours the only that's telling us this?
Well, I think, frankly, it's because we are the only one that's asked the question. And, you know, again, it's just a reflection of how many things have been so backwards during the pandemic. Of course you look more closely at cardiac adverse events when you already know that the vaccine is increasing the incidence of myocarditis in young men by 10, 20, 30 times. I mean, that's what the studies show. So of course you should look for that. But instead, like you said, they're just hoping that somehow this goes away. This isn't going away. This is real. And, you know, and it's important. I mean, it's incredibly important.
Every time we talk, I have the same thought, which is you'll be part of our public life and public conversation for a long time. So we're grateful to get in on the front end. Dr. Joseph Ladapa, thank you very much.
Thanks, Tucker.
Joseph Ladapa.
Surgeon General, that's the top authority medically telling the truth in Florida. Florida's took a lead and took a stand against this thing that I'm real thankful for. I'm proud of the governor. He took a lot of fire when they first started trying to close the churches, remember? Did you see our church sign outside just about third week into it? We had a quote on the signboard out there that said, "The governor and God says churches are essential." Remember that? Anybody see that? Stayed up there for a good while. When the thing first started and they arrested some pastor over in Hillsborough County, Florida, for keeping his church open, I sat down and wrote a letter to several in authority, county, state, and I did not get an answer with a letter. I did get an answer with a phone call within 2 days after I figured they might have had the letter 2 days, no longer than that. And they said, "Preacher, we all for you. We believe like you do. And you're not going to have any trouble out of us." I used the word essential, I believe, in the letter. And then I was real proud to hear the governor go into a news conference and the liberal reporters started attacking him about the churches staying open. Some were, many were closing. And he said, "What I said in the letter, I do not have the authority to close God's house." And I thought that was great. So I guess he's in an election right now. I can't imagine Florida being stupid enough to vote against him. Amen. They ought to be voting for him. And what I said a while ago, if we don't change the leadership, it's going to get worse. Now we know in the end it's going to take Jesus to fix everything. He's got to return to fix everything. But he's going to hold us responsible where we do have something we can say about it. Or some action we can take, we got to take that action. We have, and we're commanded from the scripture to contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints. That's us. I've said to you that we're in the end of the church age, just like many of the books we read in the Bible were written at the beginning of the church age, including 1 John that we're studying here. And so they had their problems. They had their persecutions. Almost all the disciples were martyred, except John that wrote 1 John, as well as the book of Revelation and the other books he wrote. But he was persecuted. He was in what we would call prison when he wrote this book. He was on the Isle of Patmos when he received the book of Revelation, which was a prison island. And probably he lived to be the only apostle, the only one that was not martyred, and had the blessing of God to perhaps die of old age. But it was a struggle in the beginning of the church age. We're seeing a struggle now. This week, and I don't remember when it was, I'm just a flashing thing, I saw out of a volume of news being spoken, I saw where one of the president's high staffers under his administration made this stupid statement. Let me give it to you. He said that we did need to defeat Russia, to go to war with Russia, because Russia was a conservative Christian nation. Did you get that? Now, that's pretty dumb. But he said that. Now, understand something. Dr. Lee, you and I have been over there, we know. In the Greek Orthodox over there, which, and the Baptists we visited over there, had to pretty much be underground. And a lot of them been in jail for nothing more than what I'm doing now, teaching a Sunday school lesson. But still, on record, in that liberal's mind that said that, they are conservative Christian, and conservative Christian is wrong. What they say now, and what's being said with the elites in our government right now in America, is that we are the enemy. We are the terrorist. And if you are a fundamental Bible believer, you are an extremist. That's according to what the philosophy is going around right now. And do you know that we have, all you hear from the liberals is two things. They run on two things in the election. They got nothing else. Sure couldn't be gas prices. It sure couldn't be the border and lack of border. It couldn't be inflation. They can't run on those issues because they caused them all. But the issues they are running on is the right to murder the babies, the abortions. Every time I go to the mailbox, Brother Bert, and open it up, there's another pamphlet in there pushing to vote against Republicans because they are against abortion. Well, I want to tell you something. God's against it, too. But that's their issue. Their other issue there is January 6th. The people that marched into the Capitol did not go in there with guns. The police lowered the barriers for them to come in. It was a mistake to go in. It was a trap set for them, no doubt about it. But how about previous to all the police cars being burned in the streets and even police stations being taken over and all the breaking of windows and burning cities down? Nobody got in trouble with that. They're not in jail over that. But they're in jail if they just happen to be around the Capitol on January 6th. And that's something, you folks, we should not be deceived by that whatsoever. But they've got a lot of those folks in jail without even a fair hearing, and they're not charged with what they did. They're charged with what the authorities think that they think, their philosophy. We've talked to you about this before. We've talked to you about the day coming when people will be arrested, not on what they do, but on what they think. The thought police are in force right now. The elites are a little bit upset right now because Elon Musk has bought out Twitter. And they're afraid that he might put some free speech in there. Because, see, free speech is one of the big freedoms. You can't have a dictatorship without destroying free speech. and the dictatorship of the Antichrist that's building right now, the enemy is free speech, and they got to get rid of it. That's why they're doing, they took over the social platforms, Twitter and all the rest of them, and the misinformation you get. Some of you, I wish I could do it. I don't guess I do either, but because I made a very clear decision on my own mind when I could have, maybe was young enough, I could have learned to get into cyberspace and learn about it. But I thought, and y'all get mad at me about this, okay, like I said a while ago, can't fire me now. What I'm saying to you is I feared that was the Antichrist territory at that time. And I just was going to stay out of it. I did stay out of it to my own hurt sometime. I do have to ask somebody else to do something like I asked Jeremiah to do right here. I couldn't do it. He could do it. He could pull it up and do it. Now, I like that. That's the good side of it. But the bad side is the misinformation, the lies, the deception that is stealing our freedoms away, destroying our country. And so I made a conscious decision not to get into it. By the way, I knew this, and I was accurate then, still am. I didn't have time for it. I cannot believe how folks live with a cell phone in their ear all the time. I can't believe how you can't have a conversation with somebody. You look over there, and they're playing with the phone. They ain't hearing you. I had somebody come in my office years ago, and next thing I knew, I said, did you want an appointment this morning? Oh, yes, yes. I said, well, you put that down. We'll have an appointment. Otherwise, you already got an appointment. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's an addiction just as much as smoking or drinking or any other bad habit. In fact, it's bad manners. Get mad. See, I'm trying to make you mad. If I can't make you mad this morning, feel insulted that I missed you. All right. I'm playing with you some, but I'm just saying we've moved to a different age now. Now right is wrong and wrong is right. And what we are seeing is our freedoms being stolen away. Thank God we didn't close the church. Thank God for other preachers that did. Can you imagine as a pastor standing before God and saying, yeah, I know it was your church. I know you started it. I know you died for it. I know authority was given to it. And yet I feared I was going to get the flu. You say, I wouldn't hold up at the judgment seat. No, it won't. It still won't. And the truth of the matter is, if I said this, you'll remember I said this. I said early on, if I didn't trust God with my soul, I didn't trust him with the flu.
Amen.
Amen. I said that early on more than one time. And the truth of the matter is, what you just saw, the Surgeon General of Florida, the top man, showing you what the facts are, that people died because of a shot with whatever was in it. First, it still are dying, Marvin. They are. And young people having cardio trouble with their heart because of it. Now, I use that this morning because a lot of you probably already seen it, but I want you to get the message. That was the top medical man in Florida telling you about the facts. And I had some direct facts given to me. I'll tell you this little story and quit. My time's up. I preached with a pastor friend out in Mississippi, I believe it was. Maybe we crossed over into Tennessee. I can't remember. We preached at a Bible conference together a couple of times each. And a man took us back to the airport. And we flew out. About 2 days or the next day after I got home, my friend called me and said, you know the man that took us to the airport? I said, yeah. I think his name was Kevin. Said, he came down and is now in the hospital with COVID. So they wanted me to warn you. We probably got it. He said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to do nothing. No more than I would for anything else. Said, did you get it? I got a cold. I think. And I got over it like I do colds ever since I was can remember from 5 years old on. Found out he did too. We didn't get it bad. We didn't have to go to the hospital. And the man that went to the hospital was all right. Then he called me later, about a month later, 3 weeks later. My preacher friend did, Brother Westmoreland. And he said, I want to tell you something I know for a fact. He said, I knew two men, one on one side of the town, one on the other. They're not my church members. One lived this way, one lived that way. They're both in their 40s. He said, they went and got their shots. He said, this isn't hearsay, preacher. I know them. Both of them died within 5 hours of getting a shot. He said, are you glad we didn't get one?
Amen.
I said, well, I wasn't tempted to get one. Now, he said, this is not a story. He said, I know the men. They did not know each other. They got the shots in different locations, but they're dead. He said, that's too much of a coincidence. So I guess what I did this morning was just wanted you to see that's justification for the stand that I did take as pastor then, and for the people in the majority that said, if we're going to listen to anybody, we ought to be listening to the pastor. Amen. I guess the time's up, Brother Smith. We'll give a report here. All right, it's up pretty good, 881, so we praise the Lord for that. Got a break here, about 8 or 9 minutes, and we'll have the preaching service. Stay with us, please.